Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program is about water music. We'll hear a string quartet of Gillian Whitehead, a song by Rebecca Clark, and an interview with Margaret Brower, followed by her first symphony, Lake Voices. Moon, Tides, and Shoreline was composed in 1990 by New Zealand composer Gillian Whitehead. Born in 1941 to musical parents, Whitehead studied music in Auckland and Wellington. During her childhood, she absorbed the natural world of sea, hills, and trees about her, especially its Maori associations, as she is 1/8 Maori herself. She moved to Australia and then to London for graduate study with Peter Maxwell Davies. After a series of fellowships and temporary appointments in England and Australia, she took a permanent position at the New South Wales Conservatorium in Sydney in 1982. She has written 5 operas, solo and chamber pieces, and orchestral music, and is considered to be one of Australia's leading composers. Moon, Tides, and Shoreline was inspired by Pekka Kariki on the Kapiti Coast, the composer's home during her 6-week residency at Victoria University in 1989. The relationship between music and environment is particularly strong. The composer says that the cello's low, repeated D, which opens the piece, is the fundamental pitch of the sea, and the restless semiquavers evoke the continuous movement of waves breaking on the Pekka Kariki shore. Gillian Whitehead's fascination with medieval philosophy and music is reflected both in the title and in the compositional process, where magic squares were used to generate the background structure. The magic square is a number grid much used by her teacher, Peter Maxwell Davies. The idea is to project this grid into pitches and rhythms. Whitehead feels music is a totality of form, rhythm, and melody with the quality of wholeness. She says she is influenced by the natural sound of birds, the sound of wind from nothing, the sound of rain, and the great sense of space and the changing light. The New Zealand String Quartet performs in this recording.